The word church is used many different ways today. Some use it to describe a building. Others use it for a denomination, a religious organization, or Christianity in general. But when we look at the New Testament, we see something much more specific, practical, and precious. A New Testament church is a local, visible assembly of baptized believers who have been joined together to follow Christ, preach the gospel, keep his ordinances, teach his word, and glorify God. The first clear picture of this kind of church is found in Acts 2:41-42. After Peter preached the gospel, those who received his word were baptized, and about 3,000 souls were added. Then they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. That order matters. They received the word. They were baptized. They were added. Then they continued together. A New Testament church is not just a loose collection of people who believe in God. It is a congregation of saved, baptized believers who are committed to the doctrine and work Christ gave his churches. Jesus gave that work in Matthew 28:18-20. He said that all authority had been given to him in heaven and on earth. Then he commanded his followers to make disciples, baptize them, and teach them to observe all that he commanded. That is called the Great Commission. It shows us that a true New Testament church is under the authority of Christ. The church does not invent its own message. It does not have the right to change the gospel, replace baptism, ignore doctrine, or reshape Christianity according to the spirit of the age. Christ has all authority. The church's duty is to obey him. A New Testament church must preach the gospel. People need to hear that they are sinners, that Christ died for their sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again. Salvation is by grace through faith, not by works, not by baptism, and not by church membership. But once a person is saved, baptism is the first step of obedience and public identification with Christ. This is why Acts 2 is so important. The people did not get baptized in order to be saved. They were baptized because they had received the word. Baptism did not make them believers. It identified them as believers. A New Testament church is also a body. In 1 Corinthians 12:27, Paul told the church at Corinth, "Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it." He was writing to a real congregation in a real city. Each member had a place. Each member mattered. Each member had responsibility. That means church membership is not an empty formality. It is not merely having your name written on a roll. To be a member of a New Testament church is to belong to a body where Christ is the head, Scripture is the rule, and every member has a duty to serve, worship, encourage, and remain faithful. A hand does not live properly when it is separated from the body. A foot does not function alone. In the same way, Christians were not meant to live isolated from the church. God designed his people to worship together, learn together, pray together, serve together, and carry out his work together. A New Testament church also keeps the ordinances Christ gave. Baptism pictures the believer's death, burial, and resurrection with Christ. The Lord's Supper reminds the church of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and looks forward to his return. These ordinances were not given as empty rituals. They are sacred acts of obedience given to the church. The church also has a teaching responsibility. Jesus commanded his disciples not only to baptize, but to teach believers to observe all he commanded. That means doctrine matters. Sound teaching matters. The Bible is not optional. A church that minimizes Scripture, avoids doctrine, or refuses to correct error is drifting away from the New Testament pattern. A true church must be more than emotional excitement, tradition, entertainment, or social activity. Fellowship is important. Encouragement is important. But the foundation must be Christ and his word. Finally, a New Testament church exists for the glory of God. Ephesians 3:21 says, "To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." That verse gives the church a high and holy purpose. The church is not mainly about man's preferences, programs, or popularity. It is about the glory of God. This should humble us. The church belongs to Christ. He purchased it with his blood. He gave it its commission. He set its ordinances in place. He gave it his word. He deserves its worship, obedience, faithfulness, and love. A New Testament church is a local body of saved, baptized believers, joined together under the authority of Jesus Christ, committed to preaching the gospel, baptizing believers, teaching the word, observing the ordinances, serving one another, and glorifying God. That kind of church still matters. In fact, it matters more than ever.